Hello, and welcome to another Naxos podcast, with music by Jean Sibelius, and performances by conductor Leif Segerstam and Finland's Turku Philharmonic Orchestra. This is the oldest orchestra in Finland, having been founded in 1790, though I think it's safe to assume that none of the original members are still performing. That noble-sounding opening music was the prelude to Sibelius's Pelias and Melisande, from the incidental music he wrote in 1904 for the play of the same name. Finnish composer Jean Sibelius was born in December of 1865 and lived until September of 1957, which means he lived through some of the most tumultuous times in European history, difficult years even in Finland. Although he started out as a violinist, he became Finland's first internationally recognized composer, who put into music a sense of Finnish national identity that people throughout the country identified with. Throughout the centuries, Finland has often been under foreign domination. In the 18th century, they'd been a battleground between Sweden and Russia as both of those dominating powers fought to control the Baltic region, and it was often threatened with Soviet domination during the first half of the 20th century. Into this history stepped composer Jean Sibelius, whose music, especially Finlandia, became a quasi-second national anthem for the Finnish people, and turned the composer into a national hero. Here is music Sibelius wrote to go with the beginning of Act II of Maeterlinck's play Pelias and Melisande. Although Sibelius is now best known for his symphonies, the violin concerto, and a few pieces like Finlandia, in fact he wrote other music. And this new series of Naxos recordings is a chance to hear some of these lesser-known pieces. Over time, composers and certain works of music fall in and out of favor for reasons that often have precious little to do with their quality. Sibelius seemed to understand the fickle nature of both fame and music critics, who in some cases contributed to the neglect suffered by, well, a few composers. Sibelius once said, "Pay no attention to what the critics say. A statue has never been put up to honor a critic." I'm not sure if that is 100% true, but I do know of many statues of composers and none of critics. Here's the music he wrote for the opening of Act 4 of Pelias and Melisande. Leif Segerstam, the conductor on this recording, has impeccable Sibelius credentials, if such a thing is in fact possible. He graduated from the Sibelius Academy and was for many years the professor of orchestral conducting there as well. And in 2004, he was awarded the Finnish State Prize for Music and a year later, the Sibelius Medal. He's been a lifelong champion of Scandinavian music in general, but especially of Sibelius. I'd never go so far as to say someone must be Finnish to play or conduct or understand Sibelius. I don't think that. But I do think that growing up and living in a country or culture can't but heighten one's appreciation and deepen one's understanding. Music doesn't live isolated from the world around it. In the case of Sibelius, his music is connected to Finland, is a part of Finnish history, and a part of Finnish culture. Here is Leif Segerstam and the Turku Philharmonic Orchestra with Vals Lyrik. Thank you. Much of the music on this CD is what might be called incidental music. Less weighty than his symphonies, to be sure, but with no shortage of charm and memorable melodies, often tinged with that Sibelius melancholy. Here's a bit of a short song called Autrefois, Another Time, with the orchestra and conductor joined this time by soprano Pia Payala and mezzo-soprano Sari Nordqvist. That was Autrefois, music by Jean Sibelius. Sometimes music is composed for specific occasions beyond being commissioned by or for specific people. For example, Sibelius's 1925 piece, with the tongue twister of a title, Morceau romantique sur un motif de Monsieur Jacob von Julien. That's a title to torture radio announcers with. It was first performed at a special event for the Mannerheim League of Child Welfare with the composer himself conducting. This charity was founded by Carl Gustav Emil Mannerheim, a Finnish military leader and statesman who lived at the same time and for almost as long as Sibelius. The piece is based on a waltz theme that was given to Sibelius by industrialist Jacob von Julien, hence the title, and was a surprise at this fundraising event for Mannerheim's Children's Hospital. The music score, signed by both Sibelius and Mannerheim, was sold for a large amount of money, all proceeds going to the hospital, and Sibelius decided that sales of the piano version of this piece should also go to the hospital, which helped raise even more money. And here is the piece that raised all that money. You have been listening to music by Jean Sibelius and performances by the Turku Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Leif Segerstam. Naxos catalog number 8.573301, available now at all fine retailers. It's part of a series of recordings by Segerstam and the Turku Orchestra dedicated to the music of their country's preeminent composer. And that's about it for this podcast. I hope you can join me next time. Until then, I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.